A Galaxy at War. Chapter 23, in which our attention turns to the Empire and its new Death Star. All that action on Tatooine may seem like a clear victory for our heroes, but alas, it was not. For while they've been plotting and planning and risking their lives to defeat Jabba, the real villains, the Emperor and his Empire of Evil, have not been waiting for them to catch up. Just think of this. If Vader had simply killed Han Solo in Cloud City, then Luke and his friends would have jumped right back into battle, and with new determination. But by handing Han over to Boba Fett and Jabba, Vader created a costly distraction. Vader didn't quite realize this, but his master, the evil Emperor Palpatine, had foreseen it. It wasn't really necessary to his plans, but it pleased him to think of all the time and effort Luke would waste on Jabba. Meanwhile, the Emperor has been quite busy. Several more star systems have been brought under Imperial rule. Various troublesome political leaders have been assassinated. Vast stockpiles of weapons have been manufactured, and a few dark alliances have been made. For the Emperor is not just an emperor, but also a Sith Lord. He has used the dark side to rise to power, crush the Jedi Order, and expand the reach of the Empire far beyond that of the weak old Republic. True, he still has the Rebel Alliance to deal with, a paltry few thousand malcontents who dare to stand in the way of his plans to bring order to a whole galaxy. But they will be dealt with soon enough. That plan is already in motion, but it isn't moving quite as fast as he had hoped. So he has sent his most trusted servant, Darth Vader, to sort things out.